There he is. 5:17 here on the Hard Line. The Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound on this Wednesday in Power Hour with Dan.
By the way, did you see who just strolled out here?
Who?
To fight our fierce enemies of the night.
Who's that?
Mosquito Nix is here, and they are going to rain bloody hell all over these mosquitoes out here
all
to
right.
protect us.
We got them on the run.
You're damn right.
It's like when you're out there in the middle of the desert, and all of a sudden your fighter jets come overhead.
At the last second.
And you're like, yeah, go get them!
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they just fly away when they saw the truck pull in?
Right.
So is that Nick, or are there a bunch of Nicks in that?
Nix means to do
cancel.
Away with.
Oh, yes. N-I-X.
Yeah.
They're not all named Nick.
To be named Nick.
Yep, they all turn when you call Nick?
That's my grandpa, God rest his soul, Merle. When I was growing up, he was a hunter, and he had bird dogs, because he hunted quail and dove and all that. And so he had, every bird dog was named Nick, because the collar said Nick, and one would die, he would take the collar off, put it on the other one, and like, that's the new Nick.
It's like Reveille.
Nick. It's just like Reveille. All right, so last night...
A little scoreboard by the grave?
Right.
Of Nick? Okay.
Last night, we got to giggling. So on the roundtable, Dan, last night, it was the late night, deep night ticket compound radio.
Was it ever?
Me, you, Donovan, Jake, Gordon. I believe that was the five that were on this one. This was, you retired at about midnight.
Yeah.
If memory serves me correctly.
Did he act like he was taking a call and then never?
Oh, he Irish exited for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just straw, I knew.
It's like Silence of the Lambs with the business card.
Oh, yeah,
and then
right.
Scurries out.
Yeah. I bailed at one, and I made it, everyone very aware, that, like, I'm done. Donovan had to stay on the air till 3 because he bet Saroy $100 that he would.
And then put it all on the under.
And then lost it all on a soccer game that you guaranteed would be a winner.
He lost that, too?
Yeah.
I think he did.
He got beat by the Grand... Danny.
The Grand Slam was hilarious.
Danny, so I last heard. Night... Yeah, he had, I don't know, X amount of bucks on the Rangers.
I heard it was under 8.
I heard it was $52,000.
Yes, it was 52 grand. It was 8.5, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
The ninth inning, so he has the under. In the ninth inning, it was
2-1.
2-1. You had
95.5,
yeah,
right.
percent chance you're going to win that bet.
Yeah.
And they load the bases up, and he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, dude, you're going to win. Don't worry about it. He's like, not if they hit a grand slam. And then within 30 seconds, he looks at his phone, he goes, they hit a grand slam. It was so great.
Yeah, he definitely has, already in his young gambling career, he already has a sad face of resignation ready to roll. Because I think then he tried to play a draw this morning.
Yeah, like in one of the Euro soccer matches.
You bet a tie?
Yeah.
And then he bet the under because he asked me... And the first thing I said is, if you can't name a player on either team, you probably shouldn't be gambling the game.
He doesn't care.
This is a general rule, but he wanted the action for Italy and...
Switzerland.
And I think
he took the L.
I think he went under and it went over, of course.
Yeah. So we start talking last night about...
So pray for Donnie.
About my condition that was made known about a year and a half ago, thanks to Mike Saroy, who filmed me walking in the wild... And let everybody know that I've got weird arm.
Like squatch.
That my arm...
But your right arm...
It doesn't hang all the way...
farther than...
Yeah.
Your left arm hangs right next to your body,
yeah.
Like an arm.
My right arm, like an arm, will...
How did we describe it last night? As if you're holding a football under your arm.
But there's no football.
But there's no football there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no football.
And it doesn't look like you're efforting to do that. It just... That's
it
how
just
it
happens.
Hangs.
Yeah. Yeah, it just happens. So... Last night, we got to giggling about weird arm syndrome, and this is how it all unfolded.
Oh,
did you ever know that about yourself, Corby?
Yeah.
Because usually I notice, like, everybody's body language and just mannerisms, and I didn't notice that you walked that way until that one video. Yeah. And somebody posted.
Saroy.
Saroy.
Yeah. I didn't either, Gordon, but thanks for bringing it
up. You're just now finding out about it?
Well, I mean, I knew it about 2 years ago when the video surfaced, and, oh, there's Weird Arm Corby.
Do you know that
suddenly...
Did he realize that his dad and his son both have weird arms?
Oh, did I really?
Yeah, we all suffer from... God, Donovan's hammered.
Did I really? And he was up till 3?
Yeah.
This is like 10?
Yes.
10:30?
This is 11.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know it passed down through generations.
Yeah, we all do. It's real funny, isn't it?
Which son?
When your kids were born, did you have them tested for weird arm?
Well, I didn't
just
know.
To see if they would develop,
I didn't
to find
know at
out
the time.
What the percentages were of all them developing it.
Get a scholarship
all I had to do,
or something.
The weird arm scholarship.
Yeah. Yeah.
The school's paid for it.
Right.
What,
how did he
what
get this?
What is he? How did you get it? Oh, he's
weird
got a weird arm.
Yeah,
it's just
so
a weird
how does
deal.
It, how does it affect him?
Like, it's just when he walks, it's just his arm looks all messed up.
That's weird.
I don't know what it is.
Is he handicapped? No?
No, not
no,
handicapped.
Weird.
Just
weird.
Something messed up with his arm the way it moves.
Yeah. $60,000 a year for that.
Yeah, $60,000 a year. Yeah. Just, I don't know. It's like one half of his body looks like a primate swinging around. The other half looks
football
normal.
Or
Corby.
Baseball,
no injury. No injury. It's
Corby,
just a genetic deal.
Talk about how this has affected your life. Really, none?
None, except for crack some people up on YouTube.
Yeah. Has it affected you in your golf game? No. I shot a 74 yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it's all good. It's just
But you do
it's
have weird.
Weird
arm.
It's weird.
Yeah, I got weird arm.
Super weird.
But my son did get a free ride to the University of Oklahoma.
Whole scholarship.
Right. Because of weird
arm. You know how I found out? You know how I found out? We are in Colorado, and we're on a nice family hike, and my son is right in front of me hiking, and I look at him right in front of me with his gait, and I'm like, effing weird arm.
Son of a bitch.
I see
he's got weird arm.
And I had to pull him aside in the woods as he's weeping to tell him, son,
there's something
if you'd like
you need to know about yourself.
Donate. Tonight,
Sarah McLaughlin.
Corby.
Right, you can Venmo me.
We're taking donations.
It's Cash App, $ Weird Arm.
Yes, Sarah
That's
McLaughlin.
Where you send the money.
Right. It's just kind of me sitting there drinking a beer. Yeah. It's really
you
tell.
And your kid and your dad just giving random sad looks to the camera in black and white.
Right.
But then everyone's wondering why.
This guy's like horrible.
Until at the very end of the commercial, they walk off and you go, oh my God.
$800
Weird Arm. Right. The phone starts ringing.
Right. I'm suddenly, my Venmo account's at $250,000.
Oh. He has Weird Arm.
Weird Arm. That's what he's got. There's the song right there. Makes me so
what
sad.
If we put, what,
every time Corby's commercial comes on TV, I have to change the channel.
Oh, there's Corby again. I can't watch. I just can't do it.
It just tears me up inside.
This is too heavy.
There they go. But you have to wait until
I've had a rough day already. I just can't watch this commercial tonight. I'm sorry.
Get up and walk away. There's just three versions of Weird Arm. Like each one
TV
just a little shorter.
Escape reality. Yeah.
Put the dying puppies back up there. That arm is too weird.
Isn't there Everybody Loves Raymond on all these channels?
Oh,
I need some laughs.
Oh, man. So
can't do Weird Arm again.
So we got to laughing with our caller. Our first caller, if you guys remember, was our friend Kelly, who is affectionately known as Blind Kelly because she's blind, Gordon.
She identifies as blind.
She presents as blind.
Why are you putting this on me?
Oh, because you just laid into her last night.
I did not.
What's it like?
I was the
like
only
with
one
not seeing and stuff.
Supported her.
So we're talking to her about maybe, or you ask her a question about maybe having some sort of other superpower if her senses are heightened, like we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something, if you can't hear, then maybe your sight is like a hawk or something like that.
Corby couldn't understand her blind. But, I mean, you can see me, right?
You can see my arm. So this took that path.
Kelly, when you lost your vision, did you start getting, like, super hearing and some of those, like, other senses got enhanced?
Yeah, you want to go sit with me at a restaurant? I can tell you like 2 and 3 seats over what they're saying.
Dude, really? That's Jason Bourne stuff.
I know.
It's badass.
You're so bionic.
We could
right
use
now.
You on our next heist.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't the FBI just staff all their special ops?
Yes.
Blind people.
We'll break into the bank and you stand outside and you'll be our eyes, our ears.
Isn't there a cop show like that?
Are the guys blind?
Well, that's like me with Weird Arm. I can be at a restaurant. I can know which guys are going to ch**k off.
Oh. Hey. Dump that.
Dude, what are you doing?
Dump that.
We got it.
God, almighty,
Trey.
Thank God she couldn't hear that.
He knew
that could not be broadcast. He was Bud Dwyer calling the press conference, knowing that it was not fit for air.
Kobe's at the restaurant. He's like table 12 right there.
Oh yeah, that guy's gonna do something to himself later tonight.
That's the one right there.
What an incredibly dumb superpower.
My head is on a swivel. Mm-hmm. Zing, zing.
That guy.
Zing.
Right there.
Oh my God.
Man, that's definitely the. I just got into my rental car and heard about the sports station.
I mean, I popped on the air last night thinking this was a sports station.
Uh-huh.
And I was really shocked by what I was hearing from you guys.
You're talking about the silver boot. You guys got that going.
What a terrible, unfortunate Grand Slam that was.
I've been thinking about that for like 18 hours, and I still cannot conjure up a less useful superpower. And especially since it only works
at a restaurant. Yeah, it's got to be at a restaurant.
But it's predictive.
How would that next Marvel movie?
For some reason, it always
seems
like it's like casual dining.
It's a Marvel character, yeah. Yeah, and he just turns into the Predator we scan. It's like,
That guy.
I know it.
What is the thing is, you basically play every guy, and you basically got it.
I mean, got them all. You.
Weird Arm. That's the upside to having Weird Arm.
So, yeah, there are some things that that we can do with Weird Arm.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, as of right now, in my Venmo account, weirdarm.org, is $5.75 richer than it was last night.
See there?
People making a difference.
Yeah.
We raised awareness.
We did. We did.
A lot of generous P1s out there.
We had a blind woman on, and you were getting more sympathy than she was.
Well,
that's just wrong.
I deserve
we were
that.
Comparing the two ailments.
It was wrong then,
or
it's
the
wrong
two
now.
Two handicaps.
Right.
Give it all back.
Gordon kept thinking she was deaf.
What?
You heard yourself at the end.
Know.
That's
what,
a good thing she didn't hear that.
Such a jerk.
So you wanted her to be
what?
The lookout for a heist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I don't discriminate on the basis of sight.
Right.
Bob.
His gang would include a blind woman.
Yes.
As the getaway
Bob
driver.
No.
Well, no, I would
we
just,
don't need any of that. I don't want to catch whatever she's got.
No, I would think, though,
you help us with the safe.
Huh?
You know.
Oh, she can hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
See, you think that
we have a perfect job for the heist.
And Corby's around the corner at a fast casual spot.
I really, where's Corby? Well, he's over there with that damn red chilies again. Yeah.
How is he helping this
a blooming onion
at all?
Judging other men.
We were saying, too.
I walk over and put a scarlet J on there.
If you could get Weird Arm, like if Corby could give it to you, would you wear a mask to prevent it?
Yeah. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
But it don't really do anything.
I want to see your superhero outfit, your WA on your big on your cape.
You make it, I'll wear it. I will wear it for sure.
Well, that's our report on Weird Arm.
Yep, there's Weird Arm.
Here on the Hardline. It's 5:30. Boy, a surprise roundtable is scheduled next.
A surprise roundtable is scheduled.